emergency resolution reaffirming opposition to the death penalty. Whereas the NAACP adopted a resolution in 2001 reaffirming our opposition to the death penalty due to its racial disparities application, and whereas the NAACP has reaffirmed its 1975 resolution opposing the death penalty on the grounds that it constitutes cruel and unusual punishment in violation of the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution, and whereas many people, including Mumia Abu-Jamal, are incarcerated on death row and face possible execution, and whereas more than 320 people on death row have been exonerated, and whereas though African Americans make up only 12.4% of the U.S. population, we make up 38% of all the Americans that were sentenced to death and later freed after being found innocent, and whereas African Americans make up 35% of those found innocent after being executed, and whereas African Americans make up over 80% of those awaiting execution on federal death row, and whereas 145 people have been exonerated based on DNA evidence, and whereas there is no possible way of restoring the life of an innocent person killed by the death penalty, and whereas the implementation of the death penalty raises concerns regarding bias, identification, police misconduct, judicial apathy in protecting the rights of the accused, inadequate defense, representation, coerced confession, and fabricated testimony, and therefore be it resolved that the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People reiterates its strong opposition to the death penalty, and be it further resolved that the NAACP calls on its units throughout the United States and the world to support the international call for Mumia Abu-Jamal to be released from death row, and be it further resolved that the NAACP reiterates its support of the international movement for a new and fair trial for Mumia Abu-Jamal. Be it finally resolved that the NAACP renew its call for new nationwide studies on racial discrimination, the adequacy of counsel, access to modern research technology such as DNA analysts, the sentencing of children and women to the death penalty, and that the NAACP reiterates its call for a national moratorium on all executions. Signed, Brother Kwesi Mfumi, President and CEO, Julian Bryan, Chairman of the Board of Directors, and it was passed by 1,113 votes on the floor out of 1,014. David Du Bois, before it went on the floor, he wrote this letter. Dear Julian Vaughn, Chairman, National Convention, Philadelphia, PA, NAACP. Dear Julian, recent actions of the Pennsylvania judiciary have brought nearer the possibility of execution of Mumia Abu-Jamal. I urge you to guarantee that the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal is brought before the National Convention of the NAACP, currently meeting in Philadelphia, in line with the NAACP's long-standing opposition to the death penalty and the amicus brief submitted questioning the conviction of Mumia Abu-Jamal. I believe it is incumbent upon the organization to take this opportunity to mobilize Americans, and especially Black Americans, to speak out against the pending injustice. I understand an effort was made by representatives of the Philadelphia chapter of the NAACP to include this issue amongst the workshops of the convention, but that effort was rejected. I deeply appreciate your reaction to this request and struggle. David Graham Du Bois, President and CEO, of the W.E.B. Du Bois Foundation Incorporated, Amherst.